Good morning, everyone. My name's Dave, and welcome to Insights for Health, the radio show providing up-to-date information on various health topics. Insights for Health is brought to you by The Healthy Habit at 451 St. Clair Street in Chatham since 1992, with a 24-year tradition of customer care, quality nutritional supplements, and everyday low prices. At The Healthy Habit, we help you to help yourself live healthy and strong one step at a time. So we've got two topics today. The first is pain relief. That'll be in our first segment. And then after the break, we'll talk about heart health. And joining us is Jason Watkin. And Jason is the founder and CEO of Purica, one of Canada's most successful supplement companies, with a background in chemistry, biology, and pharmacology, integrated with traditional Chinese medicine, philosophy, and comparative religion. The Purica mission is to help people connect with opportunities to better health. Good morning, Jason, and welcome to Insights for Health.
Good to be with you, Dave.
Yeah, a lot of people suffer from chronic pain and chronic soreness and all the discomfort that goes with that. And a lot of people are trying to avoid medications to combat that. So you formulated a natural supplement called Recovery. Yeah. But before we get into the meat and potatoes of the product, can you tell us the genesis of Recovery and how you come to formulate that?
Yeah, I was back in the day, I was a hockey player and track and field. So I saw a lot of injuries, and as soon as you stop growing in height, you could see the knees getting blown out, back issues, all these things that I thought I didn't even think about when I was young. And chronic pain not healing as fast, and then young guys replacing the older guys. So I thought, oh, there's something wrong with this.
Yeah.
And I had two really severe injuries going off a cliff and hockey and my lower back, so I had a lot of damage in the lower back. So I knew what chronic pain was pretty early, in my early 20s.
Yep.
And so I started studying. I was in the sciences. I studied really hard in aging. Why do you get all these things happening as you age? Why is it different when you're young? And I got a chance. I moved to Europe. And I was able to work behind the scenes with the ballet companies, the Royal Dutch Ballet, Netherlands Dance Theater, and other ballet companies.
Okay.
In
yep.
helping dancers to try to recuperate faster so that they could compete against the younger ones that were trying to replace them, but also to deal with all the chronic pain, whether they had surgery or not, with their knees, backs, things like that. And what happened with it is I had shipped supplements in a Volkswagen Golf over to Rotterdam, intending to live there for years for myself, but I ended up working with the dancers and giving them all these different supplement combinations, which inevitably became Recovery. But at the time, I didn't want to develop a product. I just wanted to live there as a nutritional consultant for the ballet companies. And what happened was the results with it for healing, they blew the minds of the medical doctors. The one medical doctor in Germany who was monitoring a lot of the dancers said, whatever this guy's doing, he should be developing a drug. Because I've never seen healing like this, as fast and as complete. In other words, they had full mobility and rotation, whereas normally after a surgery or a bad injury in your knee, you basically resort to a lower position in dance. Nobody wants to do that. So they were getting right back to dance positions. But an interesting thing happened is in the dance world, there's a lot of issues with chronic autoimmune conditions,
okay.
including Crohn's disease and things in the gut, or also skinness like psoriasis, eczema, lupus, and multiple sclerosis. They're dancing with these things, which is amazing. But those were clearing up, and not just subjectively. The blood scores show, it's called the erythrocyte sedimentation rate that they monitor every month, that it was beating all the drugs. So again, this wasn't a product. This is just me, nutrition consultant. So the doctors got excited, the dancers got excited. Then I ran out of money, and I had to move back to Canada. And so we started working with horses with similar types of things, and the vets were blown away. You can integrate it safely with drugs and everything, that because I studied pharmacology as well. So it got really exciting, and then everybody thought it was a horse product, but actually it started with people, went to horses, and then came back to people. And obviously it's great because horses, you can't trick a horse, or there's no placebo effect.
Right.
It either works or it doesn't. You can't convince an animal. So anyways, that's what kind of took Recovery off, and here we are today, 20 years later almost.
Yeah, it started as a trial and error.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, yep. In your literature, you talk about beyond pain relief.
Yes.
So explain what you mean by beyond. How is it beyond pain relief?
Yeah, so Recovery was never actually developed for pain relief per se, even though it works so well for that.
Okay.
It was developed as an, basically, a lot of people don't like this word, but anti-aging. It was developed because all of my research that I was doing for years was on molecular biology and the aging of a cell and what happens to the cell membrane and the mitochondria and why you don't feel energy, why you don't heal as well, why pain lingers, why you get sick more often. Everything was focused on how could I try to make someone's body behave as if it was younger in response to healing, sickness, everything else. And recovery came from that. So what recovery is doing, instead of just, you know, as a Band-Aid for pain, which a lot of supplements say that too, that they don't act like a Band-Aid, but inevitably when you quit, you can tell right away in the first day that you feel it. So it has to get at the core, which means you have to change the way that the cell membrane behaves. And the analogy that I used to use for rheumatologists, because they wanted analogies for their patients, was, you know, a catcher, a baseball catcher. When they're young, they're really flexible. They move all over. They can catch a whole bunch of wild pitches from the pitcher, jumping all over the place, diving. But as you get older, obviously you have an injury in the shoulder, so you can't move your shoulder, so you're going to miss that one ball. You're going to miss the ball low. And inside your body, your cells are kind of like the same thing. They're getting stiff and inflexible and damaged, and they're incapable of receiving hormones at the same rate, at sending out signals for the immune system, controlling stress levels. All that changes as you get older. So this is, again, what was I trying to do, is change the membrane's fluidity and receptivity to hormones and all sorts of other types of signals and peptides, that so that your body functions like you were a kid. And really, it is that simple. Recovery was meant to so that your body would react like you're a kid. And that means you're really flexible, like that young catcher again. You can catch all the ball. You feel way more energy because your system's working much more effectively. But also, if you're dealing with chronic pain or you're going for surgery, you have a bad injury that's not healing up, or you have blood sugar issues that are a real problem for you, that's what recovery was designed to do. And that's what aging is about, is to actually combat it, is to change the way the cell functions.
So it's different from your standard anti-inflammatories.
Yes.
And so you're trying to relearn. You're trying to reteach the cell.
Absolutely. And if you think about it, your cells are kind of like another analogy. If you have a bunch of eggs that you break open into a bowl and you don't break the yolks, say the egg yolk is like the cell, the egg yolk sac is like the cell membrane, and the egg white is the matrix that is outside it. Well, if you pour all those eggs into a bowl, all the egg yolks or the cells and their membranes remain intact, relatively independent, and the egg whites all fuse. And that's how they communicate with each other, through that egg white substance. As we age and damage accumulates in certain areas, we might have had damage or we have genetics or whatever, we have weaknesses, right, we have to deal with, is it's kind of like poaching of the eggs in certain areas. So you can't get nutrients properly, you can't get hormones properly, you can't get rid of waste properly, so that starts backing up. And once that process starts, it's a domino effect. So the poaching, once it starts, it extends itself all over that area, and then you start feeling the damage that is caused by that area losing its function. And then you'll feel as low energy or pain or loss of flexibility or spasm or inflammation, or just you just don't feel right. And as part of the aging process, it's basically like poaching of your cells. So recovery is designed, as cells turn over and change, is to get back to the state of the fluid cell membrane rather than that poaching. And that is possible. It's the beauty of a human body compared to a car. It actually can self-heal, whereas a car requires something outside itself.
Yeah. So these injuries, these chronic inflammations, et cetera, so that's where the cells are doing that unlearning. It's getting that poaching effect going on.
Yeah, absolutely.
So as we age, we're not going to totally avoid aging.
No.
No. That'd be nice, but...
Yeah.
So how do we age gracefully? How do we age in good health? I mean, the degenerative process is going to take place, right?
And that's exactly. And that's where, you know, when you look at animals, because you can't, like I say, you can't trick an animal. So recovery, we're as big in the vet sector and clinics and that as we are in the human sector. You can't trick an animal. And that's the thing, with the dog. You give it a pain reliever because it has hip dysplasia or arthritis and the hot whatever. is maybe they, you can see they're in less pain, but they're still not the same dog. They're still tired. They lay, you know, they're not going to run around again. But you put the dog on recovery, and you can combine it with any drug, which is really beautiful because so many things you can't combine with drugs because they have liver implications or whatever. You see that dog acting like it's a pup again, including jumping back up in your lap, things like that. So you know that recovery is doing something that's deeper. And like I say, at the end of an animal's life, you just want it to be as comfortable and playful and happy as possible. But it's the same with us. And if we believe that it's the paradigm of you're just getting rid of a symptom, you're never going to feel better, then we get stuck in that. And that's where I think recovery gives a lot of hope, because people actually feel better, and so do the animals. So you can't say that you're pumping the animal up and tricking it.
Right,
it just
yeah.
feels better. And you can see it. It's really, really obvious to see what recovery does compared to anti-inflammatories or pain relievers, but it also has those same effects, which is, to me, that's really exciting. You have the symptomatic relief, but you also have a much deeper healing going on underneath, and that's the idea of the name even, recovery, is the healing behind that basically gets rid of the pain and the inflammation and the spasm.
So the ingredients of recovery, yep. you say that they're synergistic.
Yes.
What does that mean?
So the synergy is, for instance, in a plant, and you know that we do the mushrooms. And,
yes.
And they're called adaptogenic substances. So basically, there's different compounds in the mushrooms, say, that work together. Well, same as recovery, we're trying to figure out how can you make a bunch of substances in a supplement that when you put them together, they don't counteract each other, or they don't exacerbate a certain type of relieving mechanism that may throw you out of whack. It's got to get into your body and work so that you can take it long term and it doesn't throw things off, including when people are taking drugs. So in other words, if it's synergistic, to me, one thing that you always have to have with synergy when things are working together and complementing each other is you cannot impact negatively liver function. And so many things do that, because the liver is not only involved in detoxification, it's involved in the healing process. It produces insulin-like growth factors in response to growth hormone that help you heal like a kid. So recovery, for me, when developing it, it had to improve liver function instead of further taxing it, which a lot of drugs and supplements do. So if anything's in synergy, you have to work with the liver. That's an absolute must. And then you have to have that something that works for stress relief, because we're so stressed all the time, especially we're distracted all the time, and yeah. we're not healing properly. We can't sleep properly because we're distracted. That's when you're supposed to heal and rest or sleep.
Yeah.
So recovery should be able to help you relax. It should be able to improve liver function. And even if you're taking drugs, recovery helps to de-stress the liver. So this is the thing with synergy, is everything working together.
And that's where that aging, excuse me, and that aging cycle, it's, you know, the degenerative process starts, we get the inflammation, the tissue that leads then to tissue breakdown, which accelerates further aging.
Yep.
And so the inflammation is causing the discomfort, and like you say, there's lack of sleep or inability to exercise, the stiffening of the joints, so that then we just decrease even further.
Absolutely, and you know, I don't know if you suffered chronic pain, but I did, and I know that it's very stressful, and whenever you stress, your body just thinks it's supposed to fight or run or freeze. So all the energy, everything is going to breaking your body down to create fuel to fight or run. When you're not even actually doing that, you're just stressed because you have chronic pain. And then that breaks your body down, causes acidity, causes further breakdown, leads to inflammation and spasm, which leads to more breakdown, and then it becomes a disease or accelerated aging. So the whole process is very much tied to stress. Which comes first, whatever, that you have the chronic pain or you're stressed, or you're chronically stressed, which results in breakdown of your body, or susceptibility and weaknesses. You get injured when you wouldn't have because you're constantly stressed, so your body's weaker. And kids, they usually rebound a lot quicker. So again, if something's synergistic or adaptogenic, it should be able to help your body recuperate quicker like a kid. So you're not only more flexible, you're more apt to recover much more quickly. And then again, recovery, the name itself, is about recovery. So if you want recovery, you have to go deeper than just pain and inflammation, or inflammation relief. You have to get right at the cell level. And that's what this is all about.
Jason, we got a break for a commercial. So just a real quick summary. recovery is changing the behavior of the cell membrane so that the cell behaves younger.
Yes.
And synergistically, it's working with the liver and not against it, and it's totally safe with all medications.
Absolutely.
I've been talking with Jason Watkin, founder and CEO of Purica. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll continue our conversation, but we're going to switch over to heart health.